Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Okay, let's see here.
All right, I have one.
You have one. Okay, go ahead. I got one.
Something that drives me crazy and my husband crazy.
Drives you and your husband crazy? Wow, that's pretty.
Is when, you know, the kids can't use the same plastic cup all day, okay?
Yeah.
17 cups later. My husband has the big blue cup. We joke about how he uses it all day long. He's used it for, I don't know, 30 years. It's the same cup.
Uh-huh.
You know, you wash it out, you use it again, whatever. I mean,
but the kids,
it's like they drink two inches of Kool-Aid and leave an eighth of an inch there with the cup. And then they take a new cup.
Right.
And then they take a new cup. And before you know it, the entire top of the dish. Yeah. The dishwasher is cups from one day.
Right. Got it.
So anyway, this is genius.
Okay.
You take just a little round magnet that you buy at the craft store.
Yeah.
And you take your glue gun and you put a little magnet on the back of that little plastic cup and you stick it to the fridge. Magnet to the fridge. Here's your cup for the day.
This is your cup.
This is where, and
it's,
you know,
always going to be here.
Right. And it's sort of a gimmick because they're going, Oh, this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
My cup's going to stick to the fridge.
Yeah, that'll make it, they'll think, that's cool.
Inside of the fridge, whatever. And we like to hope that that will solve the cup crisis.
Good idea. All right. So you go, would you take out, do you take out the trash? Your husband does that.
Well, we both do.
You both do.
Yeah.
Just whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No one has, it's not a set.
It's not somebody's job.
But you go there and you go, try to pull the bag out and you're trying, and it's holding on to the container. Mm-hmm. It's stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you solve that?
How do you solve that?
You drill a couple of small holes in the lower side of the garbage can, and this gets rid of any suction issues, and it'll make taking the bag out a heck of a lot easier. You'll just try that. It takes it because the air, because when you're, that's what's happening, that there's air down there, and it's mm-hmm. whole, and it's, unless you just have it so filled that, you know, then that's different. But normally, you just drill a couple of small holes in the bottom, and the air will escape, and you'll notice a difference right away.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Speaking of, we've got to read a couple responses from our text question.
Oh, you got it?
We were talking about Marie Kondo.
Yeah.
The woman who wrote Magic Art of Tidying Up, and she has a Netflix show on, you know, how to purge and how to keep everything organized.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually admitted that, you know, since having kids, her house is sometimes a wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she has, quote, lowered the bar, which I thought was hilarious. And it made me feel so much better, okay? So, because I definitely have lowered the bar. We were asking people, you know, how has having kids changed how you clean, or your habits changed, or how have you lowered the bar?
And what did we get?
Oh, we got, okay, Joe said, keeping up with laundry. We do laundry now when we run out of underwear.
That's the rule.
Absolutely. Like, we used to be on it, and now
I'm raising my hand. When I get to, here's, in fact, mine is, when I get to my Simpsons underwear, I know I'm out.
Oh my gosh, too much information. Carrie said, I used to be a no dishes in the sink kind of girl, ever.
Strict.
It made me crazy.
Yes.
And she says now there are sometimes dishes in there for days.
Yes, loosen up a little bit.
Oh, my word. Joe said at our house, we do the laundry regularly, but we don't get to put it away. I can tell you, Joe, at my house, we have Laundry Mountain. Because we are that same way. We keep up with doing it, mm-hmm. but the couch in my basement is covered in clean laundry that needs put away. And here's a really fun story. And I know I've told this before on the show, but some people have not heard it.
Yeah.
Many years ago, when our kids were really little, we hid their Easter basket under Laundry Mountain.
Oh, good job. Under, they'll never find it here.
Under Laundry Mountain. And here's the sad reality.
They'll never find it here.
They did not find it. Because that's how normal
the
huge hill of laundry on our basement
right
couch is.
I recently just did laundry. Couple loads, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have all this clean laundry sitting on top of my dryer, not folded or anything, just this mound of clean. They're clean.
Exactly.
But just this mound of clothes.
Yeah. So when the kids are looking for something, go down to the basement couch.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, love it. Well, thanks for participating.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a bit easier.